Chapter 7, Ride for Your Lives. Jack had to find out more about tsunamis quickly. He read as fast as he could. A tsunami can strike a few hours or a few minutes after an earthquake. It depends on the strength of the earthquake and where it took place. After earthquakes, it is safest for islanders to seek higher ground. We have to get to higher ground now, thought Jack, dropping the book. He ran down to the edge of the ocean. Boca, Kama, and Annie were still paddling out beyond the waves. Jack forgot all about their fight. "Hey, you guys!" he yelled. They didn't hear him. Jack went into the shallow water. "Hey, you guys!" he yelled. "Come back!" They still didn't hear him. Jack ran to his surfboard, grabbed it, and ran into the ocean. He fought the breaking waves. Once he was past them, he threw himself on his board and paddled wildly. The wave swells grew as he paddled. He could hardly see Annie, Boca, or Kama over them. Jack paddled faster and faster, trying to reach them. "Hey!" he yelled. "Hey!" Boca looked back at him. He gave Jack a friendly wave, then turned away again. "I have to get them to come to me," Jack thought frantically. "Help! Help!" he yelled at the top of his lungs. The three kids jerked around. They paddled quickly toward Jack with worried faces. "What's wrong?" Annie cried when they got closer. "Are you in trouble?" "We all are," said Jack. "A tsunami might be coming. There was an earthquake when I was on the beach." "We'd better ride in fast," said Boca.
"Stay on your bellies," said Kama. "It's safer."
"Here comes a wave," cried Boca.
They all started paddling. The swell of the wave picked them up. They were all swept forward. Jack gripped the sides of his board as he zoomed along with the others. Suddenly, he dropped down as the wave curled under. It felt like a roller coaster, but he stayed on his board as the wave carried him to shore. Jack rolled off into the shallow water. He snatched up his board and ran onto the sand. Boca and Kama were waiting.
"Good riding, Jack," said Boca.
"Where's Annie?"
asked Jack. Boca pointed. Annie was in the shallow water pulling her board in. As they watched, something very weird began to happen to the ocean. The water around Annie started to pull away.